This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my pleasure to have in the studio Dr. Hatem Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks once again for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, Doctor, as you know, we were discussing last time on the programme about fasting and the etiquettes of fasting. Before we move on to today's topic, which is going to be who should fast, obviously it is Muslims, however, we're going to talk about that. I want to quickly pick up on the food that we should give. You mentioned previously in an episode that we should give food to others after Maghrib.
Okay. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one of the hadith Zayd ibn Khalid, he encouraged us to provide food for the fasting people, and he said, the one who provides food for a fasting person, he will get a similar reward. Inshallah. He will get a similar reward. So the fasting person will get an amount of reward, and this person who provide him food to break his fast, he will get a similar reward of his. Subhanallah. So it is good to provide food for people who are fasting. And you know that, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companion, said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be generous all of the time, and he used to be more generous during the month of Ramadan. And he used to look like a blazing wind. You know,
yes,
it means blowing.
Yes, it was always, yes,
moving. So he was sakhi, very generous. So he used to give, and that is more than in the month of Ramadan. So this is a good etiquette to be provided. However, as we are talking about again the philosophy of fasting, providing food, I noticed that some people are doing it maybe in a way that makes it difficult for their families. For example, they have a lot of invitations at home for people to have food. And here I would like to mention a very important point. We should differentiate between providing food for others because we enjoy having others.
The company.
Yes, the company of others and eating with us. It is like a party. So Ramadan becomes like a time for parties. And the party is what? Okay, let us invite them for having food. And this will waste a lot of time. Also, this will burden the wives. And see, many wives at homes, they do not have anyone to help them. And imagine your wife cooking for 10 people or more than 10 people, or on a daily basis, or maybe semi-daily basis, every day, every other day, or even in once or twice a week. It's quite a long.
Too much.
So we advise people not to do this. If you can provide food for poor people, for other people, without these parties. And you will get the same reward. If it happened once or twice, alhamdulillah. But it should not be that frequent. And what I noticed, the point that you mentioned in one of the episodes, that normally when people have that kind of food and that kind of parties, they go late for the salah.
Yes.
And they become too heavy. And they delay the, they come late for either Maghrib, Isha, Taraweeh.
Yes.
Let alone that the person has to go and buy a lot of food.
Exactly.
And you see that during the month of Ramadan, the consumption of food in many Muslim countries, and as well as some Muslim communities in non-Muslim countries, increases so much.
For sure.
The consumption.
Definitely.
And this is really something very strange. And, you know, unfortunately, media, etc., helped to make Ramadan as an opportunity for celebrations.
Of course.
So they talk about the different cultures and what kind of food different cultures have during the month of Ramadan. And, you know, all of us know of certain types of meals that we do not hear about except in the month of Ramadan.
Exactly.
So as some people said that in the month of Ramadan we should reduce the amount of food we consume, in fact we are increasing the quantity, the quality, the variety, etc.
Yes.
And this goes against the spirit of fasting.
Of course.
Yeah.
What you've mentioned there, Doctor, I want to pick up on, is throughout this program you've been saying all the time the oneness of Allah. So in this month, why are we consuming? Why have we allowed people to control our minds and consume more food? What is that point we can say, no, look, I'm a Muslim, I'm proud to be a Muslim, I'm going to be upon my deen, I'm going to follow the Quran and Sunnah?
That's true. And the danger of what we are seeing now is transferring Islam to be a cultural,
yes,
a cultural phenomena.
Of course,
Islam,
yes.
Islam, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Islam is our deen, is a way of life. It is not a culture. Mm. We are not ethnically Muslims.
Of course.
It is not our ethnicity. Mm-hmm. As Muslims, so we are proud of that ethnicity.
Of course.
It is not our culture, Islam. Of course, Islam controls our culture, but we are not following Islam because of the culture.
No.
So let us not transfer Islam from a beautiful deen in which we submit to Allah Jalla wa Ala to a deen that is purely cultural.
Yes.
And you can see that those people who transferred Islam to be a cultural phenomena, that when the month of Ramadan comes, all cultural things appear.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And they do not put that much attention to the spirit of fasting or the spirit of ibadah during the month of Ramadan.
SubhanAllah, Doctor, it's very true. We must confer, you know, and take this time and opportunity to make sure that before our intention is to give food, not to have parties and burden our wives with this burden. So let's move on now and talk about, Doctor, who should fast as a Muslim? I know Allah says as Muslims we should fast, but is there any excuses in Islam?
Okay. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. This is a very good point, and this leads us to some technical discussion. We'll try to touch upon it quickly, and we try to focus on the wisdom.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and the philosophy of it. And we said that this program, although we are discussing philosophy, but we do not want to disattach ourselves from the rules and guidelines for fasting. So it will be a comprehensive program.
Yes.
See, as we said, that the people who should fast are Muslims. Mm-hmm. By the way, having said that, it doesn't mean that the non-Muslims are excused from fasting.
Of course.
No, they are obliged to become Muslims and to fast.
Yes.
But aside from this discussion, we are saying that the person who must fast is the Muslim, mm-hmm, who is who has reached the age of puberty,
okay,
and who is sane and who is free from obstacles.
Right.
So three conditions: above the age of puberty, and sane, mm-hmm, and is free from obstacles.
Okay.
You know, the age of puberty and sanity is confirmed in a number of hadith. All of us know the hadith when the Prophet ﷺ said that the pen has been lifted from three people. The sleeping person and the young person until he reaches the age of puberty,
yes,
and the insane until he becomes sane.
Yes.
So the young person and the insane person are not obliged to fast.
Okay.
Now for the insane person it is clear, but for the children, before the age of puberty, they should be encouraged to fast.
Yes. That's a question I was going to ask you, Sheikh. Is it not preferable to encourage our children, not from the age of 2 or 3, but maybe 6, 7 or 8, to advise them and show them this is what we do to get to prepare them?
Yes, yes. Definitely. Mm. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha confirmed that when fasting Ashura was made obligatory, in the beginning of fasting, they used to encourage their children to fast and to provide them with toys in order for them to play,
yes,
so they do not think about food and drink, in order for them to fast. So this is absolutely, it,
yes,
is something that has to be encouraged. And by the way, children will like it. And let us not underestimate the power of children or the will of children.
Of course, definitely not.
My children, I have seen many other children at the age of 8 and 9, and they were fasting long days.
MashaAllah.
In front of their colleagues, etc. They were observing fasting.
And that was in the Western world.
And that was in the Western world.
MashaAllah.
Yeah.
Doctor, very quickly, I want to throw in something there. Going off the point, when you're saying children are very clever, you know, I have a daughter who's 2 years old, sorry, 1 year old, I'm sorry, and she can sit there and she watches us pray and she's there praying with us.
Yes.
So subhanAllah, this,
yes,
is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah. Yes.
So doctor, you're mentioning, you know, the children can fast from the age of 8, 9, preferably, and you've mentioned the insane people. But you mentioned if people have got an obstruction, what may be these obstructions, for example,
okay,
a pregnant woman?
Yes. Now, the person who is free from obstacles in general, they can be divided, the people who are free from obstacles, they can be divided into two types.
Right.
Based on the nature of the obstacles,
right,
themselves. There are permanent obstacles and there are temporary obstacles.
Temporary and permanent obstacles. Well, Sheikh, I guess we'll pick up on that after the break. Permanent and temporary obstacles.
Inshallah.
Well, stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome back to the philosophy of fasting. Doctor, before the break, we were mentioning, you know, who should fast. And we were at the point saying, you know, we talked about the sane people fasting and why they should not fast. I want to pick up on the obstacles that people may face that they cannot fast.
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We said that there are two types of obstacles.
Yes.
Permanent obstacles and temporary obstacles. Mm. Permanent obstacles is, first of all, age.
Right.
Age and permanent illness.
Right.
Permanent illness is obvious. Permanent illness.
Mm-hmm.
Age, for some people, some old people, it is very, very hard for them to fast. Or if they fast, they might become severely ill,
huh,
or they cannot fast.
Yes.
Okay, these are three types. It is extremely extraordinary difficulty, mm-hmm, or they might become ill,
yes,
or they cannot fast.
Right.
At all. So this is in terms of old people.
An interesting question that I want to ask very quickly, Sheikh. I hope you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
If the old person is generally fit, let's say, and they would like to observe the fasting, however, they would become a little bit faint, could they not, you know, observe the fast a little bit to the best of their attention, or how would that work?
Yeah. Okay. Now, the old people, this is very difficult to judge where the person is obliged to fast or not obliged.
Okay.
And that's why we will leave it to the people themselves.
Yes, inshallah.
And we say to them, you need to try it.
Yes.
It is obligatory upon you. I'm not the person who can confirm that you can fast or you cannot fast. But definitely, if you can't, physically you can't, you can't. Or you will become very ill. Mm-hmm. Or you have illness and the illness will increase.
Okay.
Or will prolonged. Okay?
Okay.
Or it is extremely, extremely difficult. Then it is up to you to decide.
Right.
It is up to you to decide, because I cannot decide that. And as you said, some people might be able to fast in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. We say you need to fast. Fear Allah as much as you can. So start fasting. And if after, for example, 6-7 days or 12 days or so, you started to faint, then you can go for compensation and you can stop fasting.
Right.
But just to abandon fasting from the beginning, this is not right.
Okay.
Okay? So this is, you know, the old people.
Right.
And this excuse has been given to them in the Quran indirectly. You know, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له أن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. In this ayah, you know, fasting in the beginning, فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له. Fasting in the beginning was not obligatory upon people.
Right.
Was recommended. Then fasting became obligatory, provided it became obligatory with a certain etiquette.
Right.
If the person was fasting and he comes, he can, and the sun set, he can start eating.
Right.
But if he sleeps before eating, although the time of Maghrib came, if he sleeps then and wake up, he cannot eat again, even during the night time.
I see.
So this is in the beginning. And there was one incident when one of the Sahaba fainted because of this. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala made it easy for us. And so these are the stages. In the beginning, fasting was recommended. And the people who want to pay a compensation and not to fast, they can do that, or they could do this in the beginning. Then the second stage came. Then the third stage, when people were obliged to fast. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمُ. Whoever witnesses the month of Ramadan, he must fast.
Yes.
Then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, but it was that the choice for the elderly people was given, whereby if they cannot fast, then they go for the first ayah in which Allah Jalla wa Ala allowed people to give compensation if they don't want to fast.
Right.
So the elderly people had that ruling, whereby they can give compensation if they cannot fast.
Okay.
And also, they said that Allah Jalla wa Ala gave excuse for the people who are traveling or the people who are sick not to fast. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. The one who is sick or traveling, then فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ means he can make it up on other days.
I see.
So they said the elderly person is like the sick people.
Right.
So this is the ruling for elderly people. What elderly people should do, they can refrain from fasting, but they must pay the compensation. What is the compensation? Is to feed a single person per day they missed. So if they missed the whole month of Ramadan, they have to feed 30 poor people.
Right.
Each person should be fed with a complete meal, one single complete
meal. Each day?
Each day, so for each day.
The elderly person must feed 30 people in one day?
Either 30 people in one day mm-hmm. or one person to right. be fed 30 days. The matter is flexible.
Yes, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you, Sheikh. For example, if they couldn't, I was under the impression they may have to pay something or take money out of their pocket. And we know, subhanAllah, many old people don't have the finances, but that's made me feel more comfortable by saying they have to feed somebody like once a meal, once a day. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not that much big deal, really.
No.
And by the way, if, for example, the meal costs a lot of money in England,
yes,
they can provide meals for poor people in some poor countries.
Yes.
And the meal will be much cheaper than that. That is not a problem at all.
Of course, Alhamdulillah, that's brilliant. And I do hope the brothers and sisters out there find the strength to remind themselves, if they are unable to fast due to age, then surely they can feed people, you know, less fortunate themselves.
Yes.
So let's take it a bit further, Doctor, and say, okay, what happens if you're pregnant?
Okay. So, see, we said that the permanent obstacles or excuses, the age and permanent illness.
Yes.
Permanent illness is mentioned in the Quran, as well as it is same as age, because
yes.
the person, if he is ill permanently, he is ill
yes.
or she is ill. They cannot fast. And as Allah Jalla wa'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ, means the sick person or the person on travel, he might make it up later.
Mm.
But the person who has permanent illness, he cannot make it up later. So what is he going to do? What is she going to do?
Mm.
Basically, what they are going to do is to feed a single poor person one meal per day they miss.
Mm-hmm.
Same ruling
yes.
that is applied on elderly people.
Yes.
Now, these are the permanent excuses.
Right.
Now, the temporary excuses, some of them are excuses that are not in the hand of the person himself.
Right.
And some of them, they are excuses under the control of the person himself.
Okay.
Okay, now, there are excuses that are not considered to be in the hand of the person himself, and they are related to women.
Mm-hmm.
So women during menstruation period and women during postnatal period,
mm-hmm.
they
okay.
are not allowed to fast. See, not they are excused not to fast. They must not fast.
Yes, of course.
Okay. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that Allah Jalla wa ala put fasting off the women on pregnancy.
Yes.
Women on menstruation period. And one of her slaves, she asked her, why do we make up the fast and we do not make up the salah? During the menstruation period, we do not fast,
mm-hmm.
we do not pray. But, women do not
yes,
fast, do not pray.
Mm-hmm.
But they make up the fast and they do not make up the fast, the prayer.
The prayer.
So, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, أَحَرُورِيَّةٌ أَنْتِ? What's wrong with you? Do you belong to Haruriya? Haruriya is a sect of Khawarij who used to object so many sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, generally speaking. So she said, this is what we used to do during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is what we must do. That we should abstain from fasting, we should abstain from salah during menstruation period.
Yes.
We must make up fasting, but salah, we do not make it up.
SubhanAllah. Thank you so much, Doctor. That's all we have time for right now. I'm so sorry to cut you off there. Hopefully we'll have time in the next episode to carry on this discussion. Once again, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Inshallah. Jazakallah khair for that.
Until next time, viewers, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.